Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiya, before we get into this podcast, please consider joining us on Red Men Plus. We have tons of amazing content coming out every single day in both podcast and video form. So get over there and sign up today. Now back to your podcast.
The final whistle finally goes in at Anfield, and Liverpool are through to the next round of the League Cup. Thanks to a penalty shootout win, Liverpool go through 3-2 on penalties. Kevin Kelleher saves three of Derby County's five penalties. He very much has become Liverpool's penalty saving expert. In the end, it's Harvey Elliott's left footer penalty into the left hand side of the post that gets Liverpool through, sends Derby County home. And yeah, Liverpool, they made hard work. They're in the hat next round. Derby County fans give their own players a huge round of applause. But again, for the second consecutive time in this competition, it's Kevin Kelleher who is the penalty hero.
Our last win in this competition was pens.
Exactly.
He's
exactly
done it
that.
Again. He's done it again.
Fought on the game as a whole. In fact, you know what? Fought on the penalties. Let's just start there.
Yeah, let's start with the good shit, man. That was where the action was. The pens was where
Liverpool's
the action
own penalties.
Do you know what? That keeper's a shitbag. And
I'm glad he fucked up.
And I'm glad he fucked up. Yeah, because
he tried his best at time, waiting to do lots of it. And fair play work for him, because in the end he got there. But I was just thinking, it feels like a game that might go horribly wrong, because Bichetta wasn't a great penalty. I think the goalie was off his line when he saved it.
I don't know.
Bobby Firmino with one of the worst penalties you'll ever see.
I don't know what to think.
Darwin's penalty wasn't that good when it went in either. But I thought they were all good saves by Kelleher as well. They weren't like they were poor pens. Yeah. Good three very good saves by Liverpool's goalkeepers, and that's why we're in the next round.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All of his saves were tried to be tucked in the corner. He might not have had the power or the accuracy, but you could see the intention there, and he reads them all really well. He gets over.
The second save is
and
a
the third yeah, one for me. The second and yeah. third, yeah, they're the really good ones for me. And the boy's on it. Cool, like he didn't look flustered, nope. He didn't look nervous. Like, where you could see that, I was gonna use this word, the rest of the pen takers were complacent, and yep. I say that because they all had unorthodox run ups for me. He was all trying some new shift for this season that they haven't quite mastered yet, but Keller has stuck to his guns. He continued to do what he does well and he's grew into. He knows that he's got a knack for being able to read pen. Like, and again, I don't know, as an ex-striker to a degree, do you know when people are running up to a pen how they're going to take it, their body movements, where they're going to try and place it? Is your reading a little bit better than your more orthodox goalkeeper?
Yeah, because
I'm not 100% sure. Maybe that's just a bit of speculation, but whatever it is,
he's good at it.
He's good.
I was about to say, like,
bro.
I don't know how much homework you can, like, I know we always do homework on pen takers.
Yeah.
Can you do pen? How much homework have Liverpool
got? Look at our homework on the Derby players. Like, yeah. We didn't even have fucking kits for them because you can't find them online.
I wonder what they've done, yeah.
What footage is there for them to be able
Either
to
way,
see? Yeah.
Whether it's homework or whether it's just reading the play, you've done really well. Kieran Knock with the £2 super chat. Excuse me. Kelleher is the best number two keeper in the Prem. He's certainly up there. He's certainly a great pen saver, an excellent pen saver, in fact. I say that, right. The last time we had a penalty shootout, he did, like 15 pens past them or something.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fine. We're just talking about today. But early on in the competition, he has saved a few as well, but last season. But yeah, done it against Leicester, done it again tonight. Obviously, scores a penalty against them. against Chelsea. Keevan's making a name for himself. So yeah, Liverpool are through.
Long may it continue.
Absolutely, yeah, fair enough. Good for him as well to get these moments. When you get these big moments, because that's some point. Keevan Keller's too good to be a backup goalie. He should be starting for someone, I think, in the Premier League, in my opinion. But these moments are what might be keeping him around. If he, you know what I mean? Because he knows he gets that big moment. You might as well have five big moments for Liverpool season and play 20 odd games for like.
You're just getting just
shy. That's why it's important. We had a super chat from Trig Josh. Great commentary, guys. Thanks, Josh. Can we have graphics telling us what the pen score is next time? Not everyone has facilities. Tom?
No.
Josh,
we do know how much work comes in the last 10 minutes of a show to add the pens on top of Tom's workload. You're trying to send me.
We just about had the game feed working, like, with all due respect. We struggled through it. We got there in the end.
Yes, Brace DeVille says Tom is a legend. 100% yeah.
Tom is a legend. Tom kept us. We were floundering a couple of times there, and Tom kept us above water. Right then, let's go back to the game. Liverpool picked a team that we said five first team players, five very young players. Of those five first team players, one of them's Carvalho, youngster had. You know, so it was a mixed team. So Liverpool had Gomez, Nat Phillips, Costa, Simicast, and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. And then Carvalho was in the middle, and then loads of youngsters. In hindsight, it feels like they were probably one short. I think if there's a striker on from the start, and with all due respect to Leighton Stewart, we didn't see much of him, he had one chance, they probably could have won that game. But the issue with the team, and it was we said this after 5 minutes, where's the goal coming from? Yeah. Where's the goal coming from?
It felt like
the plan was always get the guns on a 60-70 and we'll get it. And even that didn't really happen because by that point, Derby had something. They were hanging on, they were defending resolutely.
Listen, Liverpool got comfortable at that point, Andy.
We might have been to blame this. We were like, as long as they don't score, we'll send Bobby and Nunes and Elliott on, and we'll get one.
Yeah.
And listen, if Harvey Elliott takes a better touch in front of goal, the game plan might
probably buries it there. And he's off celebrating. He gets the winner by default anyway, but he probably should have done it 10 minutes sooner. Yeah, 15 minutes sooner.
I always think it's a risk making those times. Listen, the risk is what the risk is. I wonder, mate, if. The balance shouldn't be 5-5. I think it should be 6-4 max. You're probably one first team player short. I don't know who that first team player is, because looking at the bench, he was never going to start.
Well, if you'd have liked Ken Jones for me, potentially.
Is he injured? I don't know.
I don't know if he actually is injured, but he's been in and around the team the last couple of weeks. I would expect someone either like a Jones, potentially even a Harvey to start those kind of, like, for me. And I know we've said where we have to manage Harvey's minutes so far this season, but for me, these are still the games where I would expect a Harvey to be your talisman.
Yeah.
He's that.
I think I would have started earlier, but then again, maybe if Jürgen knows for a fact he's starting against Southampton, I do understand it, and there are injuries, and if I get it, but he shouldn't
be in that position though, and I think that's where we're a little bit short at the minute. We're over reliant on using his minutes in games that for the most part mean so much to our season, whereas you should be able to be cheated. There's a luxury. We've got the luxury.
I think if you play as and when,
and in games where there's less pressure, but you can play to your full potential and excel and show off all of your skill sets without feeling as though you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. And in those set of circumstances, I think he really steps up to the plate. Whereas you can't expect him to step up to the plate 5 games out of 5 in the Premier League if you're just going to continue to use him.
Again, we don't know the fitness levels of all Liverpool players, but in hindsight, if Harvey starts at Southampton, to a new point, but in theory, you could use Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago. But yeah, listen, it's irrelevant. I'll Liverpool through. We've had a super chat from Reese Whittington. Thanks very much, Reese. I'm so happy that Pochettino just missed. Didn't mean anything in the end. He looks class. It really rubs salt when their keeper is 2 yards off his line with every pen. Certainly for the Pochettino pen, I'm sure he was. If there's VAR in that competition, he spot that.
He was
well off his line for that one. He was off for a few times as well. But I wonder. Yeah, I thought Pochettino was again neat and tidy, did a decent job. And with that could break a player, so I'm glad it didn't. Of the game itself, then I thought Liverpool defender quite well. Derby didn't really have a sniff. He didn't really offer much of a threat. When he did, I thought Nat Phillips was very, very good. I've been in the right place. There was a couple of counter attacks that could have been a bit fruity for Liverpool, and Nat did well. So credit to him. Anyone else in the 90 minutes for you who you thought had a strong game?
So for me, Nat Phillips, out of those senior players, it's hard to really pick a one of the youngsters that was kind of breaking through. The probably the one compliment that I would give is the midfield seemed to, apart from again, there wasn't really much creativity from the midfield, but in terms of how it functioned and as a unit, it worked well. And I don't necessarily think that was down to the Ox, but I think the young players around them, I think Pasešić was good, and was it Clark? Was he?
Yeah, he was decent.
Yeah, I think both of them were decent in midfield. They didn't look like he was off the pace. He didn't look like he was out of water. He didn't look like he didn't know what was expected of them. Could they have used a little bit more guile and creativity in and around him, a bit of a spark? Probably, yes. So I feel they were probably the better two. And then, obviously, you're probably looking at the likes of the substitutes that come on to change the game as well. And Doak was probably the standout.
Yeah, if I was a Chris Hairston,
it'd be nice to see him on the 19th. You said it that week of the 19th of December. It'd be nice to see what he's able to do, you know. I was impressed by him.
I'd have, you know what? If you're a lad like 15 subs on the bench these days, there's worse options than him. I don't know what he'd be like in the Premier League. You know what he is? He's quick. He's one of those lads. There's loads of lads in the league, in the world, that'll look quick without the ball. He's quick with it. And again, I don't know enough about Derby County's left back, Sibley, I think it was, to know what he is. And listen, but Ben Doak had him on toast, and he moves. He's very, very comfortable in possession. Again, listen.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In bigger games, you don't know what his defensive work would be like, but my God, if there's 15 minutes to go in the game, there's worse options than just launching that kid on and just going, have a little go, lad. I was delighted to see him get some minutes. I'm just trying to check actually how old he is. I might be 16. Wrong. He's 16, isn't he?
16 years of age.
Yeah,
what was you doing at 16?
He turned 17 in 2 days, so happy bit. What was I? Not playing for Liverpool. I was watching videos on the internet. I might not have been watching longs of football streams yet. It certainly wasn't that. There might have been a black lad and a white lad on it, but there was certainly no football. It was a... Producer Tom cuts me off. Probably for the sake of the show. You're just being dirty-minded. I was talking about Hollyoaks. Right. All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
But...
And in the end, it made it a little bit more entertaining.
Yeah, it was fun. And we got like loads of views on the watch-along, so sounds like that.
I know. 10,000... Crazy how they all come in to try and watch the downfall of the Mighty Reds, and in the end, they get ushered out because Kelleher is a fucking legend and he's boss. Like, they come thinking, oh, they're going to be shit at better, but Kelleher is boss. Like, he's the GOAT right now of these Penn games. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen... The real ones that have stuck around. The original 2,900 are still in the chat watching the stream.
Shout out to you guys. Yeah, shout out to you guys.
The 6,000 that hopped on the bandwagon.
all probably fans of other teams. Right then, very, very quickly before we start you off, I want to talk about Calvin Ramsey. Full debut, first time we've probably got a chance to see him. I was very impressed with him defensively. Mm. There wasn't a lot from him offensively. I think it was fair to say it wasn't like a shining performance, but he looked, I said during the show, Liverpool could do with having a right back version of Kostas Tsimikas, just someone who you can drop in and be relatively comfortable with. Now, Calvin Ramsey's a little bit younger, he's less experienced than Kostas, of course, but Liverpool are forced when Trent doesn't play, usually it's Gomez or Milner going at right back. Not ideal. You're moving players. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul, kind of thing. What were your first impressions of 90 minutes of Calvin Ramsey?
I think there's definitely there's a player in there. Yep. If I'm being completely honest with you, I think he looked calm, composed on the ball. There was a few nice touches, even in high up the field. Obviously, he's not getting the opportunity to get the deliveries in the box, and maybe that's an element of a game his game that he's going to have to work on. But I think there was enough in his performance from a defensive standpoint to say, yeah. Again, obviously, we'll need to see it against higher levels or higher calibre of opposition, but whatever, you can only beat what's in front of you. And I think he was strong in his tackles. He was assertive. He wasn't passive. He didn't stand off many a times. He wanted to win the ball back as often as he could when it came over on his side. I think the thing for me is, something that you really mentioned during the watch along was we was having a conversation. Someone put a super chat in about the order of the centre backs. Your point to over the Konate and the Matip thing was, at this point it's probably horses for courses, and one player plays better against one type of opposition and vice versa. And I think if we can wear Calvin Ramsey to that point where it is, he becomes the right back that is defensively sound at 95% of the time, and that's what his kind of quality is. If there ever be, and he gets to that, not that world class level, but he gets to that top pro level where he's one of the toughest right backs or full backs to try and take on, you then have the proposition to be able to say, well, no matter what type of game it is, we've got a full back for every possible,
a dependable
dependable option. And I think that won't happen overnight, and it's going to be a work in progress. But I think if we were saying before, what's Tsimikas's USP, being able to get balls into the box and his deliveries, that might be something where he just naturally has a knack for defending and being a good one-to-one defender, and he might relish those battles more than the likes of Trent. We know, as Liverpool fans, the quality that Trent brings, and we know on his day, given a task, he can do it. But we know that there'll be times where he and the system are overexposed. If within this system we can find a player that doesn't end up being overly exposed and that isn't a weakness within his game, there is a chance that you can turn around and say, and even when it comes to seeing out games now and being like, right, we're 2-0 up, or we're 2-0 up is the perfect example, or 2-1 up, we just want to see out the game, there's 20-30 minutes left to go, take Trent off, let him be rested. Yep. Because we've got a big game coming up, and we just know that having Ramsey in the back line, it just helps us shut up shop a little bit more. We don't have to be on the front foot anymore. We've done all our front foot work with Trent on the pitch, and we've got the goals as our reward. Now we can be a little bit more reserved. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that develops. I'm looking forward to seeing how we can get the best out of him, and really what is his best qualities, and enhancing them game by game. But I think it was a good start for him in terms of his confidence, and I think there's definitely a player in there that we'll probably see a lot more of.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. Right, we'll start wrapping up there. And then if you guys want even more from us, there is tons of content available from the Redmen TV. Ed will be back very, very shortly with the fan reaction show. So if you're a club legend, looking subscriber, forward, get yourself in the Discord chat, get yourself in one of the YouTube members, you can use the live chat. Of course, head on over to the socials as well. We'll put a post out very, very shortly if we haven't already to get your thoughts on the game. I'll be at the board doing the player ratings again on YouTube. We've also got some fan reaction on YouTube from the stadium. We've got, in terms of Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got the In The Ground podcast that is pretty much going to be out in the next few moments, that we have very, very shortly. We'll also have the instant match reaction. Me and Elle will go through the big major talking points of the game, and then tomorrow morning, Thursday morning UK time anyway, the final word, Joe will go live as well on Red Men Plus. Fingers crossed Liverpool get an easier game in the next round, but we'll find out if we do. But yeah, do come and join us, stick around on the YouTube, then come over to redmenplus.com, sign up, get yourselves involved for all this amazing post-match content, and then the build up to this final game of this mini half season against Southampton this weekend. Yeah, thanks all for joining us on this extended watch along. It's been a pleasure having you with us. Liverpool are through to the next round just about. All the best, lads and girls. See you all soon. Take care.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League, you've got The Debate Show, Journal Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.